Perseverance, commitment, and resilience are key ingredients for success, both on and off the field of play. Whether you are cheering on the Bombers, starting a new business, or planning for the future, Centennial is here for all of life's moments. Let them be your partner. Centennial Bank, member FDIC.
And this reminder that you're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7, KCTT, Yellville Mountain Home. Matt Sharp and Brad Coleman join the courtside here at Bomber Gymnasium. Corey Creighton, our producer, back at the studio. Getting ready to start the second half. It will be Salem Springs ball to start. They will be moving right to left for these last two quarters. Right now it is Mountain Home up 38-21. You know, we said it earlier about how the Mountain Home kind of started a little flat, but things really started picking up later on.
Yeah, you know, that's what makes this team so good. And let's be honest, if you don't watch this team and you just see the wins and losses or whatever, you don't notice these things that what makes this team good is their depth.
Yeah,
you know, we struggled starting off. We were 9-3 Siloam. We were struggling. The energy wasn't there. We made a couple substitutions, and all of a sudden it was like, boom, there's the energy. Then you look up midway through the second quarter, your starters are back in fully rested. Then they get hot, and that's what makes this team so dangerous is the depth by which they can play, and it's just fun to watch. I was talking with some parents out during the halftime, and they were agreeing on the same thing. They were like, this is just super fun to watch this group. And the parents are awesome. You know, this was a parent of another player that was bragging on someone that came and took his kid's minutes going, he played awesome that quarter. And I mean, it's just the team atmosphere that both these boys and girls teams have for these Bombers and Lady Bombers right now, I think is what you're seeing and why you're seeing wins piling up for both of them.
Some other halftime scores right now. Russellville up on Greenwood 32-7 and Van Buren leading Greenbrier 32-15. It is again Salem Springs with the ball as we are back underway. Ball goes to Schwaninger at the left elbow. He'll give it out to Moore on the right wing. Back to Schwaninger. He dribbles to the low block. Puts up the turnaround fadeaway over Dewey. He gets it.
That's a good little play. Good little move.
Yep. A tough shot, too.
Yeah.
He's got five on the night. 38-23, Mountain Home up as we are 29 seconds into the second half. Ball goes to Carson. He'll give it to McLean. McLean's going to dribble, find a Dewey, and another one called McLean for the charge.
Yeah, he got up and left his feet. That's why they say you never want to leave your feet to pass. He got out of position when he left his feet. He made the right pass, dumping it off to Dewey. It would have been a layup, but good job from Siloam Springs there, number five, Schwaninger. Sliding over, taking the player control foul.
That's Ryder McLean's first personal foul. First team foul here in the third quarter against the Bombers. 7:24 left in the third quarter. 38-23, Bombers up. Here's Hawbaker into the front court. He'll throw it over on the right side to Moore. His three-pointer, no good. And the rebound is controlled by Webb. He'll kick it back out to Hawbaker. He's going into the lane for the runner, no good. And the rebound's controlled this time by McLean. Playing into the front court, gives it to Tate, who'll set up the offense. Ball goes down to Dewey on the low block. He's going to go in for the layup. He'll be fouled on the way up. And he'll head to the free throw line with 6:55 left in the third.
I see Coach Stewart saying, talk. I don't know much about a 3-2 zone, but I know a direct line pass to wide open post is not what your desired result is
when
you're playing defense there.
You certainly don't want to foul someone that's that far into the basket either.
Right.
Yeah. Fouls on Crew Webb, his third personal foul, team foul number one here in the third quarter against the Panthers. First free throw for Dewey is up and in. He's got one more to shoot. Second shot is up. Good. He's now 3-3 from the line for the night with 18 points. 40-23, Bombers up. Here's Hawbaker into the front court. Ball goes over on the left side to Webb. Back up top to Hawbaker. Over to Moore on the right side. Back to Hawbaker. Back to Moore. Thought about three. Instead, he'll throw it back to Hawbaker. He finds Schwaninger near the elbow. Gives it. Tries to throw it to Allen. Ball is knocked away. And it's going to be off of Allen. It will be Mountain Home's ball with 6:33 left in the third.
Yeah, Mountain Home is extending this pressure all the way down full court. So, Rhett did a good job making Hawbaker pass the ball back and forth and get quick. You got to reset the shot clock here. That's
what the stop play because they didn't reset the shot clock. Should it be 35 or should it be a little?
It should be a little less. He's probably going to take it down to about 30 or 29. I'd say 30.
Yep, you're right. Very good. So ESP.
That's right. But no, they, you know. But anyways, Mountain Home's making them take pressure all the way up the floor. Well, it's speeding them up on the offensive side, and things that should normally be slow and a nice open shot, they're pressured because they're sped up and turning the ball over.
Wow, good find by Blaine Tate in the lane to McLean for the layup. Ryder McLean now in double figures with 10. 42-23, Bombers up. Here's Schwaninger with it near the right elbow. Throws it to Allen in the paint underneath the basket. Gets a layup. Evan Allen with 6 on the night. And now Mount Tom's going to take the timeout. We'll break with 5:58. Let's play in the third quarter. It is Mountain Home leading Asylum Springs 42-25. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
As a small business owner, you know how important it is to find ways to save time and money. At FNBC, we offer a range of services and solutions to help you streamline your business operations and increase your bottom line. Let us help you find efficiencies so you can focus on what you do best, growing your business. Give FNBC's Business Deposit Solutions team a call today at 870-257-1833 to get started. You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Mountain Home taking their last 32nd timeout of the night with 5:58 left in the third quarter as they're up on Asylum Springs 42-25. I think Josh Fulcher wanted to talk to his team. He wasn't really happy with defensively on that last play there.
Yeah, no, they kind of got lost on defense and let a wide open layup happen. I mean, if you're a coach right now, you're up 42-25, 17-point lead, you know that defense is going to win this game. If you can limit wide open shots and you can make Siloam earn everything they've got, you're going to score some on the offensive side. Defense is what's going to win this game for you.
Tate with the ball in the front court. He'll give it up top to Gilbert. Back to Tate on the left side. Finds McLean in the corner. McLean's going to try to throw it to Dewey. Ball's knocked away. Ball sails out of bounds. Last touch by They're going to call it. They're going to say off Mountain Home.
No way.
Wow. My goodness. Well,
no, they gave it to Mountain Home. This guy.
Now stop to play. There's
no way that can go towards. There's no way that ball cannot be Mountain Home.
The officials are going to talk about it now. They're still talking with 5:34 left in the third.
It's kind of advantage Mountain Home because it's right in front of our bench. So Coach Fulcher gets to go down there, and Coach Stewart's over here like, what are we talking about? It should be our ball, but there's no way. Ryder tried to pass that ball to Dewey on the offside. There was nobody but Siloam between Dewey and him. Dewey never got a hand on the ball.
One official said it's Siloam Springs ball. The other gave it to Mountain Home to inbound. They're still talking. Wow, there goes they are going to give it to Siloam Springs.
There's no way.
And Josh Fulcher is not happy at all.
Dewey was the only other person that could have touched that ball from Mountain Home. There were three Siloam Springs guys between it, and the ball tipped off of Siloam Springs and went out of bounds.
Wow. Here is Moore with it. He's going to give it to Allen. Back to Moore. He's going to try for the three-pointer. It won't go, and Dewey gets the rebound, and Mountain Home does avoid the disaster there. Here is McLean. Well, just as I say that, they turn it over. Here is Webb back the other way. He'll give it to Allen in the right corner. Out to Hallbaker. He's going to try for the three-pointer. Good. Nathan Hallbaker with 5 on the night. 42-28. Bombers up. 4:54 left in the third.
Siloam extending pressure right here. It looks like they're kind of their 3-2. They're just extending it to full court now.
Yep. Mountain Home does get into the front court. Here's Tate with it. Gives it up top to Gilbert. He's going to try for the three-pointer to answer. It won't go. And the rebound's controlled by Schwaninger. He'll throw it to Allen, who's quickly back the other way. Allen will dribble into the lane. And now fouls will be called, I believe, on Dewey. They're going to get Dewey with his first personal foul. Team foul number 2 against the Bombers here in the third quarter. Drew Haney's going to come in for Mountain Home, replacing Braxton Carson. And for Siloam Springs, it will be Evan Allen checking out as he's replaced by Eli Mann. And now pass goes to Morris. Thought about the three. Now instead he'll throw it to Mann. Up top to Webb. He dribbles on the right side now. Now he's going down towards the low block. He's going to put up the jumper over McLean, well short, and the rebound's controlled by Tate. Tate's pass, behind, no-look pass is stolen by Moore. He's quickly back the other way, going in for the layup. Good. Ill-advised pass.
Yeah, it's kind of getting too cute, trying to do a no-look pass and threw it right to Salome.
A.J. Moore with eight on the night. 42-30, Bombers lead down to a dozen now. Less than 4 minutes left in the third. Ball goes on the right side to Haney. Up top to Gilbert, over to Tate. Tate's going to give it to McLean in the left corner. His three-pointer is up, no good. And the rebound is controlled by Hotwell. They're going to, I believe, call Dewey on the displacement foul there. That is his second personal foul. Team foul number three against Mountain Home here in the third quarter. Blaine Tate and Red Gilbert checking out of the game as Kopaninski and McGee Harris come in. Evan Allen comes right back in as he replaces Crew Webb.
Kind of same start that we had to the first quarter right here. 9-4 in this quarter.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, Salomon a little run, and Mountain Home making some adjustments and some substitutions to see if we can go on a run.
Here's Hallbaker. I thought Mountain Home was going to get a steal for a moment, but ball goes over in the left corner now. Now Moore has it. He'll give it to Hallbaker. 15 left on the shot clock. Over to Schwaninger on the left side. Over to Mann. Now back to Schwanger. He's going to try for the three on the wing. No good. And the rebound's tipped to Harris. Back comes Mountain Home with it. 3:10 left in the third. Ball goes to McLean in the left corner. He's met by a double team. Now they back off a little bit. He gets it to Dewey. Out to Harris. He's going to try for the three-pointer. Good! McGee Harris with 11 on the night.
If you remember in the first quarter, what kind of got Mountain Home going. McGee Harris come in, hit a shot at the top of the key. He came in this third quarter, hit another shot at the top of the key.
And now Silent Springs turns it over as Hawbaker loses it out of bounds. Crew Webb comes back in for Silent Springs, replacing Stuart Schwaninger.
Timeout here, Silent Springs.
Yep, Silent Springs, I believe, is going to take the timeout. So we will break with 2:49. Let's play in the third quarter. It is Mountain Home leading Silent Springs 45-30. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Don't let an injury keep you down. Board-certified orthopedic surgeons Dr. Wynn Moore and Dr. Ed Roeder at Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic are ready to treat athletes of all ages. Doctors Moore, Roeder, and their staff integrate high-quality, compassionate care with innovative treatment and years of experience. Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic will get you back to doing what you love. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call 870-424-4710 or visit baxterhealth.org.
United Country Real Estate of Mountain Home is the largest seller of rural real estate in the United States. With United Country, you'll find trust and integrity, integral parts of their high standards. As a seller, you'll benefit from United Country's unique and proven marketing system. You owe it to yourself to call the number one team in the nation today at 425-3820. United Country Real Estate, proud supporters of our Mountain Home Bombers.
Silent Springs taking the timeout with 2:49. Let's play in the third quarter as Mountain Home's up 45-30. Mountain Home with all three of their full timeouts left, but they're out of their 30-second timeouts. Silent Springs with one full timeout and 1:30. It will be Mountain Home's ball. Again, that's coming off the turnover against the Panthers. Ball goes into Dewey. Now back to McLean. Now to Inskeep. Back to McLean. He'll get into the front court. Now back to Inskeep. There's the 2-3 zone, 3-2 zone, excuse me, once again. Ball goes to Dewey. He's going to dribble into the lane for the layup. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Hallbaker. Probably should use a glass on that one.
Yeah, he got in the middle of a kind of a teardrop look and a layup and just unable to drop it in.
Back the other way. Moore couldn't get the layup, and the rebound comes to Mountain Home. Here is McLean with it, and he'll be fouled before the shot attempt. That foul is on Nathan Hawbaker, his second personal foul. Team foul number two against the Panthers here in the third quarter. 2:19, let's play in the period. It's a 15-point Bomber advantage.
Where was our boys ranked in the media poll in the 5A? Were they ranked in top five?
They didn't make the top five. Them and Harrison both did receive votes, though. So that makes next game even more interesting.
Yeah.
Here is Harris. He's going to pull up for another three-pointer. Good!
Mugs from McGee corner.
He has 14 on the night. 48-30, Bombers up. 2:03 left in the third. Here's Hallbaker with it. Gives it to Moore on the right. He's going to try to answer with a three of his own. That misses everything, and it's going to sail out of bounds. They're going to say off of McLean.
Yeah.
Good hustle. It was good hustle by Cy Lohm. Ryder tried to let that ball bounce out of bounds, and number 32, Crew Webb, came flying in and threw the ball off of Ryder. That's where it's always better to grab the ball if you can.
McLean's going to check out of the game as Rhett Gilbert comes in with 1:56 left in the third. Inbound pass will be triggered by Hawbaker. He gets it down, who immediately puts up the jumper. Good. Evan Allen with 8 on the night.
Allen came off about 3 screens right there for that little curl shot.
Yep. 48-32, Bombers up. 1:42 left in the third. Inskeep will set up the offense. Gives it to Gilbert in the right corner. Out to Dewey on the low block. He'll be fouled from behind. Evan Allen with his third personal foul. Team foul number 3 against Psalm Springs here in the third quarter. 1:34 left in the period. And looks like they're a little, okay. One scoreboard says that Mount Tom has 48, and the other one for a moment said it had 8. The alley-oop layup to Brayden Dewey from Rhett Gilbert.
Great little inbounds play there on that 3-2 zone. We screened the back guy of that zone and laid open for a wide open layup.
Dewey with 20 on the night. Here is Mann with it. Gives up top to Hawbaker. He will get by his defender. Try to throw it down to someone else. Ball's knocked away and stolen. Here's Harris back the other way. He's going in for the layup. He'll be fouled on the way up and head to the free throw line with 1:05 left in the third. McGee Harris will go back to the free throw line where he is so far 2 of 2. A.J. Moore picks up his third personal foul. That's the last foul that Silent Springs has to give in this quarter. Harris so far with 14. First shot is up and falls out. Coming in for Silent Springs are Stuart Schwaniger and Dylan Dunn as they'll replace Evan Allen and Crew Webb. Harris with one more free throw to shoot. Second shot is up. He misses both. The rebound's tipped to Inskeep. Mount Home has a fresh 35.
Drew Haney once again. Active hands on those rebounds, getting Mount Home extra possession.
And Rhett Gilbert dribbles to the free throw line, puts up the jumper. Good. He has 5 on the night. It's a 20-point lead now for Mount Home. 52-32 our score. Here's Hawbaker with it. Gives it to Moore. Back to Hawbaker in the right corner. Now back to Moore. Now gives it up top to Mann, over to Hawbaker on the right side. He drills toward the elbow, up top to Moore. Has the ball knocked away, but is able to keep it possession of it. Ball goes to Mann. Oh. His pass is knocked away, and the ball goes out of bounds. Oh, Mountain almost had the steal.
McGee Harris, active hands.
So it will be Palm Springs keeping the ball with 29 seconds left to play in the third quarter. 10 left on the shot clock. Inbound pass will be going to Moore in the left corner. His three-pointer a little strong, and the rebound goes out of bounds. There will be off of Harris, and Psalm Springs will inbound it once again. This time, shot clock is off.
Yep, shot clock reset there on that shot that hit the rim.
Yep. 24.3 left in the third. It's a 20-point Mount Home advantage. Inbound pass goes to Schwaniger. Schwaniger dribbles to the free throw line. Gives it out to Moore. 15 left. Moore takes a screen, picks up his dribble, gives it up top to Mann. Now back to Hawbaker. Over to Schwaniger. He's going to try for the three-pointer in the corner. Good. He has 8 on the night. And Gilbert's going to be try one last heave at the buzzer. And it's not going to go to Josh Fulcher, was one to foul call. He's not going to get it. And we've come to the end of the third quarter.
Yeah, smart play by Red. He tried to dive into the player. Right call, not calling it.
So with 8 minutes left to play in this one, it is Mountain Home leading Psalm Springs 52-35. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
If you are tired of buffering and sketchy service, you need to experience Next, powered by NAEC's fiber optic internet. With service up to 1 gig, Next Internet is the definition of high speed. Plans start at just $49.95 a month. Subscribe to Next by calling 870-895-3221 or visiting mynextfiber.com. You may also subscribe by visiting North Arkansas Electric Cooperative's office.
When the time comes to consider home care for a loved one, let First Choice Home Care make it a simple and easy process for everyone. With trained PCAs and CNAs, we will treat your loved ones like our family. With 10 offices around the state of Arkansas and award-winning care, let us show you why First Choice Home Care is the best choice. Give us a call today, 870-222-0088, or visit us on the web at www.firstchoicehomecare.net. And as always, go Bombers.
It is Mount Holmes' ball to start this final quarter as they lead Salem Springs 52-35. Inbound pass goes to Inskeep. We're back underway. He'll give it to Harris on the left.